Billions in CDC and SG60 vouchers for families, for hawkers, and also heartland merchants. Sounds great for local business owners, except not everyone can use them. Here's why. This florist applied for CDC vouchers to be used at her stall last year, but was rejected because the shop is a kiosk, not a stall. This kiosk, however, has the same setup and accepts vouchers. While these shop owners were rejected, they were told they're on private property and not in the heartlands. But in Bukit Timah, privately owned shophouses are allowed to take vouchers. The rule seems to shift depending on where you are. Merchants in the middle of estates or across from housing blocks are still being left out. So what exactly counts as the heartland?
What's the point of having so many of the SG60 vouchers when you can't use them freely in at any place?
Here's where it gets messy. Some outlets aren't approved, but they piggyback on their other branches that are. Not everyone realises that each outlet must apply separately, and some are bending the rules by accepting vouchers outside their approved location. But for shops left out, it feels unfair. They lose customers and sales, while others find workarounds. The CDC says rule breakers can be warned or even delisted. But until the rules are clear, anger will build in the very heartlands these vouchers were meant to help.